Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how your grain markets closed on this Friday afternoon, and we'll hear from Justin Lewis with KIS Futures right after this.
Hi, I'm Al Soker, Vice President of Old Surety Life Insurance Company. Remember full-service gas stations? The attendant would greet you with a friendly smile and a warm hello. He would fill your tank, clean the windshield, check your tires, and pop the hood to check your belts and fluid levels. You trusted his input because he had the experience, and you knew he cared about you and your car. Today, it's hard to find that kind of service. At Old Surety Life, we want you to have that same feeling when you call us as you had when you pulled into that gas station. When you call Old Surety, the phone will ring and a real person answers with a friendly hello. No automated voices, no buttons to push. Now, we can't put gas in your car, but we can review your insurance coverage and make sure you have the right coverage at the lowest cost. And if we can't help, we will point you in the right direction. If you have any questions about the right insurance for yourself, your kids, mom, dad, or even your car, give Old Surety a call at 1-800-272-5466 and say hello. Please keep our country in your prayers and remember, God is in control.
And Justin, what went on in our grain markets today?
We had a mixed day today with the grain futures. Corn was slightly higher here. We were anywhere from about 3.25 higher to 7.5 higher. The new crop, September and December, we're up just a little over 5 cents. September closed at 5.72. December closed at 5.47. So we're just a little bit stronger. Technically, we're still below the moving averages. We need to get just a little bit higher than we are right now to get going up. December corn, 50-day moving average is at 5.53, and the market's at 5.47. So if we can get above that, a lot of people will believe that the trend could possibly change to the upside. Right now, it's really based on what happens with the weather. It looks like we're going to get some more rain in the Midwest this next week, Saturday through Wednesday, and that could possibly slow things down on the planting side. And that slowing things down for the corn planting is kind of a good thing for soybean production here. We were slightly lower here with soybeans. We were down anywhere from 2 to 10 cents. November, new crop soybeans were down 10.5 cents at 12.13. The idea is that as corn planting is delayed, there will be more soybean acres planted. So less corn, more soybeans as things get drug out in terms of planting. So that's why we are lower. And, you know, for a long time here, we've seen these traditional funds long soybeans, long about 400 million bushels of soybeans. And so in terms of the overall crop, that's a pretty large percentage of it. And if they begin to unwind and they expect more acres of soybeans for the new crop, things could come back down here there in the November soybeans. And then if you look at wheat, temperatures didn't get quite as cold as they thought they could last night, but we were still up. Chicago wheat was up anywhere from 4 to 6, and then July Kansas City wheat was up 1.5 at 7.50.5. Overall, the cooler temperatures last night and tonight, or yesterday and then last night, and then possibly again next Wednesday, are going to keep things on the positive. Traditional funds are actually caught short here. They're short about 100 million bushels of wheat. And so if things keep getting cold and we have a significant reduction in overall hard red winter wheat production, we look for things to possibly get better, even though right now the technical studies show that it's still in a downtrend. Ultimately, the fundamentals are what matters. And so if things stay chilly here this late in the year, you're going to have some production cuts. One of the banks out of Europe came out today and said they're anticipating a 27% drop in the overall wheat production, hard red winter wheat production. So if that does happen, then again, 750 might be cheap for the July Kansas City wheat. But overall, this time of year, it becomes a weather market, and so every forecast will change the way these markets move. So we just have to keep watching those.
Thanks, Justin. We'll look at some closing numbers next.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Kansas City May wheat finished the week up 2.25 cents at 7.46. Chicago May wheat up 6.25 at 7.09. And Chicago May corn up 7.5 at 6.52. And May soybeans on the Chicago board up down 2.25 cents this week at 14.28.25. That's a look at your closing markets on this Friday afternoon. Make it a great weekend, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.